USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by dozens of women of sexual misconduct, Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced former Hollywood mogul, is now in a New York City courtroom where jury selection is getting underway in his sex assault trial concerning allegations from two of those women. Supporters of the alleged victims gathering outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. This woman says,
I'm just here to bear witness to this first day of what could potentially be the trial of the century, or certainly the trial of my lifetime.
Jury selection could take a couple of weeks, the trial itself about 2 months. Weinstein claims the sexual activity was always consensual. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake on Puerto Rico's southeast coast this morning have caused building collapses, but we still have no word on any injuries or fatalities.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
As hundreds of thousands of demonstrators continue to show anger in the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities, President Trump is sticking by his threats to attack Iranian cultural sites if that nation retaliates for the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. Responding to reporters' questions yesterday, the president said, "Why are cultural sites off limits when American forces face roadside bombs?" Many experts say attacking cultural sites would amount to war crimes. Meanwhile, Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren is asking,
why does he pick now to take this highly inflammatory, highly dangerous action that moves us closer to war?
She spoke on CNN. Ford Motor Company reporting a 3% drop in its U.S. sales for 2019. Fourth quarter numbers down by 1.3%. Truck sales for Ford, though, were up by 9.1%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Israel's prime minister briefly raises some eyebrows with a remark he made at a meeting. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying, "The significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power." He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Chinese government is making some big changes after months of unrest in Hong Kong. USA's John Hunt reports.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.